Hello, my name is Judy Marie with Miracles of Health, and we have a very special podcast to present to all of you today from Maui High. I'm currently in Maui with two special guests, Kathy McDuff and her husband, Rich Lucas. I've known Kathy and Rich for several years on many of my travels here to Maui. They have been very inspiring in the wisdom and the walk that they do in their own life in helping not only the area here in Maui, but the planet worldwide, which we're going to hear a little bit more from them about that. Kathy, in particular, is an energy worker who works from the central sun and source of light. And Rich is an Arcturian healer, and he'll be able to describe that a little further. I'm going to first introduce Kathy and talk about different aspects of healing. And also for anyone who is, and I think everyone is in this transition of the shift, the ascension, the healing from one density to another. But these two people are amazing friends, and as well as the light and the love that they have for helping anyone and everyone on this planet is absolutely magnificent. So right now, Kathy, what I'd like you to do is just describe a little bit clearer for anyone listening again. What does that mean, working directly with the energy from the sun and source with what you do?
Aloha. What I do is allow the pure energy that comes in through the central sun and sometimes through source to go through me and out to help whatever has to work that needs to be done with humanity. Sometimes I work with forming the grids. Sometimes I work with connecting the grids. And sometimes I work with grounding energy into Mother Maui. Other times when specific requests have been done, we send energy directly to people. But usually it's without intent and to just allow your body to be a conduit of the energy coming through.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing. And Rich has his own gifts that he shares as well here on Maui and to many others. And can you describe that a little bit, Rich?
Sure, Judy. Thank you. You know, Kathy's work is a lot more complicated and powerful energetically than the work that I do. But I work primarily with individuals who have certain elements of dis-ease in their bodies and help them focus their own healing abilities toward whatever conditions or symptoms that they have. I mean, one of the things that we recognize is that we all possess the ability to heal ourselves. That's innately within our spirits. But often we get so distracted that it's hard to just focus those gifts that we have internally toward whatever it is that we need in our physical existence. So what we try to do is to create a space, a safe space, where people can focus that energy that they have internally and work on the various aspects of physical discomfort or malfunction that they have.
So, Rich, I remember several months ago during the summer when I had contacted you and Kathy, and I was going through a real challenging experience and time, and for several nights, several evenings, you two did some amazing work for me, which really calmed everything down. And so when you were doing that, what were you doing?
I'm trying to recall specifically, Judy, because there's not like a regimen that we follow.
Well,
in the work that I was doing, I just go into a deep meditation. try to connect with the person that's requested assistance. And as I said, try to create a space where the various energy that is needed to help address their problems comes in. And it's mostly about quieting the mind, about just sitting in a very quiet space and allowing the information to come in. And depending on the kind of information that comes in, we will, you know, try to direct certain energy levels within that space that will be supportive of the healing work that the person is doing themselves. So it's not like a routine or regimen that can be followed with each individual. It's more intuitive. And it's really, I guess, tapping into the energy that the person has within themselves and to help them, you know, find that and express that healing ability that they have.
Speak about the colors and the chambers that you work with.
So Kathy was mentioning, as an Octorian healer and working with the colors and the chambers, wow.
I experience different levels of energy as different colors. And this was something that I was instructed in by a Maori healer in New Zealand who shared with me the routines that she follows in doing healing. Just a wonderful lady, very generous in helping me along and instructing me. But when you get into that quiet space where the chaos kind of subsides and you can focus on what's really going on with the person, the types of energy, and in my instance, the colors of energy will present themselves. And my work is to try to encourage and, to the extent that I can, intensify those different levels of energy so that the person can work with them. Mm. Arcturians are well known for having healing chambers on their ships. And in difficult situations, I will make a request of the Arcturians to take the person up to the ships and put them into the healing chambers to work with them using that technology as well.
Mm, wow. Wow, this is magnificent. And share with us, Kathy, in conjunction to what Rich was saying too about the levels of healing that are really expanding now and the ascension and the fifth dimension and more that is opening up to people, and especially those that are really being challenged and struggling right now. This is part of the podcast, is to how can we support and inspire and teach those that are listening right now? What hope can you share with them?
Well, the one thing I would suggest right away is to cut off, if you're struggling at this moment, to cut off outside access to the TV, to internet, to everything else, and essentially shut down and go within. And once you go within, you're going to realize who you are and what it is about you that needs to where the work needs to happen. You don't need to find that from outside. You need to find that from inside. And right at this moment, for the priority of everyone at this moment is to go inside and to heal themselves, not all four bodies, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, and to step out of the fourth dimension, which we are in, and step into the fifth dimension, and to realize that all you have to do to attain that is to want it and to believe. And you don't need someone else teaching you how to do that, because your journey is going to be different from whoever, someone else that you're turning to for that information. Whether it's the most famous guru in the world, or if it's the person next door, your journey is not going to be the same, and you need to look inside for your answers and to start working with your higher selves instead of the outside gurus.
Wow, that's pretty significant, because we have so much external stimulation and that wanting to be validated from somebody else's opinion or from somebody else, way of doing things, beliefs. And when I came on the island and a few days ago when I reached out to both of you, we were sitting at breakfast, you gave me some pretty specific direction in the sense of when I was asking, you know, different things I'm sorting out, and you were saying about both of you, Rich, you were saying to go direct. So let's have you tell everybody that, if you don't mind sharing that again.
Your answers are all within you. You have the answers to everything in the universe to just ask. If you ask someone a question and the answer that comes from them may come from within them, but it may just come from the one. And that's what the grids are about that are being put together right now, the grids that were here before. It's to make all of that information available. You don't need to read a book. You don't need to ask Buddha what the answer is, although Buddha probably has the answer, but you don't need to ask that, because all of us, every single being, not just human, but every kingdom of Mother Earth right now has all the answers available, and all you have to do is ask.
And Rich, you were talking about how quick things are happening right now.
The energy levels are so high right now, and we're seeing things happen in quick succession. One of the things we were talking about is the fact that we're sort of programmed. So when we want to go from point A to point B, like on a road trip, the first thing we do is we pull out a map, and it's somebody else's drawing of how you get from A to B. And that's certainly one way of getting from A to B, but your whole focus then is making sure that the road that you're on matches the number that's on the map. Another way of doing it is to get on the road and start watching the signposts, looking at things along the way, really taking in where you are and what the journey is about. And by incorporating the information you get from the signs, you find your way to point B, but you've also had a remarkable journey along the way. And that's one of the things that we have seen accelerating, and that is that things manifest so quickly now. When we think of something, we turn around and it's happening, and it's just almost instantaneous. And you can write that off to coincidence, you can, you know, consider that serendipity, or you can just focus on paying very intense attention to what's going on, and you will see the validation that you've asked for just in the day-to-day things that happen. You know, when you mention something, for example, you know, Kathy and I have had an experience where one of us will mention a word, and it'll be sort of an obscure word that we haven't used in years and years, and within the next 24 hours, we'll see that word multiple times. It'll either be in print, it'll be in a movie, it'll be in a conversation that we have with somebody else. And it's not coincidence. It's the fact that we have invested energy and attention into that word, and that reverberates, you know, within the cosmos, and it comes back. And it's, you know, a way of, I think, telling us, look, you're on the right track, okay? We're just giving you little clues that, you know, you're not being ignored, that what you're doing, what you're focusing on, is something that you need to focus on, and, you know, we're going to give you little encouragements along the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Wow. And everybody has their own destiny. We were talking in the car on the way up here about everyone has their own perfect journey, and trying to remember what that is right now. There's a lot unfolding, and a lot of those unknowns that are happening to people. People's lives literally are being changed so intensely and fast right now. Would you like to talk a little more about that, Kathy?
Well, I think that's why we're getting so much instruction to stay in the now moment. And that's easy to do, and it's hard to do. Because as you stay in the now moment, you have to let go of the past, you have to let go of the worry for the future. And that's what we're programmed to do. We've been programmed our whole life to walk down this path, to do what we're supposed to do, and this is our goal in life, and if we didn't get to that goal, we've failed. Well, it's not the end that's the importance. It's staying in the now moment. And if you're in joy and you're in a passionate type of moment, then you're where you're supposed to be. And there's no reason to question it. There's no reason to say, why am I here and I'm not here? It's that if you're in joy, then you're where you're supposed to be. And each of our passions and each of our missions are different. We each came down with a unique gift to work with on this very important journey. I mean, my understanding is that most of the people who are alive on Earth today are masters. There were people standing in line to be a part of this particular quote-unquote lifetime. Since there is no time. But we are here to do what we're supposed to do. And if you feel joy and you feel passion, then you're on your path and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. If you're not, you're feeling uncomfortable, you're feeling guilty, you're feeling any of the negative emotions, then you're not in your now moment and you're not on your path. And that's your key. If you're happy and you're feeling like this is where I'm supposed to be, then you are where you're supposed to be. There's no sense judging. There's no sense trying to determine which is right and which is wrong, because there is no right and wrong. We stepped into duality on purpose to do the experience for one, and now we're stepping out of duality, and we don't need the black and white. We don't need the right and wrong anymore. We don't need judgment. All we need to do is to just step into who we are and treat everyone else. The golden rule. That's it. If there's one rule that really made it through the Bible and through all the edits, it's the golden rule. And if we live that and we become that, then all of us are going to go back into the mold and the one that we're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. I think what Kathy just said is incredibly important, because if you can trust your own internal knowledge, which you brought with you into this lifetime, to know whether you are proceeding on the path or if you've sort of swerved off of the path, that's going to be your best indication of how you're doing. As Kathy said, you know, we are so tied up in this time-centered view of existence. And we believe that whenever something happens, there was a cause that preceded it. And cause, effect, cause, effect, cause, effect. And because of that, as soon as we see an effect, we start to speculate as to what the cause was. And we also speculate as to, well, you know, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And then doubt starts seeping in, and then fear starts seeping in, and we lose our center. We become unbalanced because we have all of these questions that really aren't relevant to what we're doing. The important thing is to try to stay on that path. And, you know, as you're going along your path, and it's hard for us to do. We struggle with this each day because we're sort of programmed to think in 3D reality. And so when we have a destination in mind, and all of a sudden we find ourselves we find ourselves off what we thought was the path to the destination, we can respond to it in one of two ways. We can say, oh, what did I do? What did I do wrong here? Why am I off the path? How do I correct it? Or we can trust our own intuition, we can trust our own knowledge of the fact that our path is laid out for us. And how we follow that path is up to us. But ultimately, the path is what we're going to take. And so when we veer off of it, we can respond by thinking, this is really going to be interesting to see how this little diversion actually becomes part of the path that I'm on anyway. And so instead of going into fear and doubt, we kind of go into this excited state about, wow, this is, you know, this is something that's going to be intriguing, and I'm looking forward to seeing how all of this resolves and ultimately becomes an important part of the path that I know that I'm on.
I really like that, because it takes away the shame, the guilt, the blame, the, you know, putting down. It just stays inspiring. It is part of this ongoing journey and making these unknown changes, but when they come in directly, you want to act upon them. A lot of people just still might not act upon them, and which brings up, I think, a cute, amazing, inspiring story. I know you two have shared it with me a couple times, but you were originally two attorneys in Denver, Colorado. So if you could just share a few minutes of what that was like when you literally were taken from there to here.
Well, I have to go back a little bit further. Starting at the age of 3, I knew I was supposed to live on Maui. I had visions of Maui, and I could see it. I just didn't know what it was. I just knew that was home. And as I grew older, I still hadn't gone to Hawaii, but I could feel this is where I was supposed to be. And in my interim journey to Colorado, where I met Rich, was beautiful. And then that's where I was supposed to be there for many reasons. And that's where I started my spiritual path. And I was studying law, and I loved the study of law. I loved being part of law, especially environmental law and Native American law and the things that I felt I could use for civil injustice. That was what was important to me. But at the same time, I hated the conflict associated with law, where you had to fight someone else to win. So I didn't enjoy that part. I just loved the studying of law itself, which brought me into the study of loving the environment, finding a way to fight for Mother Earth and to fight for what she needed at that time, and to become an activist, an environmental activist, which in turn made me come into who I was, because I remembered who I was by remembering Mother Earth and bonding with Mother Earth and going into Mother Earth and grounding into Mother Earth. And I can thank the law for that. When it was time to leave, literally within 1 week, we shut down our practice and decided it was time to come to Maui. We knew. And the minute we got here, the minute we got off the plane, for me anyway, I was home.
Well, Kathy pays attention to things like that. And so I'm fortunate because she sort of drags me along as well. Kathy's really in tune to the energies and what they're telling us. And I trust her sense of that without question. So when she said, okay, it's time, we're supposed to be on Maui, we packed up and came here. And of course, it was absolutely the right decision.
Wow. So what I want to say, well, what you didn't say about the beautiful piece of property you're on, and oh my goodness, your view and that land that came to you.
Well, you know, it's one of those wonderful coincidences, because when we first came out, we weren't really intending to buy a piece of property right away. We were going to look around and you know, see what was available and see what the market was and just, you know, take time to make a decision. I mean, we knew what part of the island we wanted to be on. We were well acquainted with the haiku community, loved the people there, loved the land. And it sort of fit within the parameters of what we wanted, which was a certain elevation above sea level and a certain amount of rainfall each year so we could grow the kinds of things we wanted to grow on the land. And when we got here, we drove around and we looked at various pieces of property. And this one particular piece of property, we came and we looked at and we thought, wow, this is nice, you know, we'll keep this in mind. And we looked at other properties and we said, let's go back and look at that one again. And we drove back to this piece of property, and the realtor, who was also the owner, just happened to be there. And so when we pulled up, we got out of the car, we started talking to her. She had come to Hawaii from Colorado, so we had a lot of things in common there, and got talking, and you know, we told her what our financial constraints were in terms of selling property back in Colorado to be able to buy the property here. And she just said, well, whatever it is you need, just tell me. Tell me how much time you need, whatever. I'll take this property off the market and hold it for you. And she did. And that was what made it possible for us to acquire this piece of property. And and since then, we've learned that this really was the land that we're supposed to be on. It's where we're supposed to be to do our work.
And that's a great example of how strong the spirit, higher power, higher self, God guides and directs at the right moment, the right time, if you're willing to follow your heart. And that you two live that way. That's what you two did in coming here. You've done that a long time. Every time I visit with you, it's all about that. And in conclusion, I anything that you feel you would want to share and inspire the listener to.
Talk about the portals just a little bit. After we came on the land.
Kathy's mentioning about the portholes that came on your land. They were already there on your land. I know I sat and felt one of them, which is amazing.
Well, I believe that the portals were always there. It was just a matter of, you know, being open enough to eventually, I hate using the word discover, but experience the energy from these portals. The one at the upper part of the land, Kathy was the first one to notice that. The one at the lower part of the land, I was actually out just doing some yard work. I was trimming bushes and cutting weeds and things like that. And in the midst of all of this, I just had this incredible vision of what was going on in that area. And I came back to the house to talk to Kathy, and I said, you know, it's pretty weird what happened down there. This is what I, you know, this is what I was seeing. And she says, oh, it's a portal.
Just almost nonchalantly. So what's a portal for people who don't understand?
Well, the portal is an energy hub. It's sort of a source where energy flows very intensely through one particular area. The portal at the lower part of the land flows in a vertical direction, okay, down into the earth and up into the sky. The one that's in the upper part of the land flows horizontally out toward the ocean.
Mm. And so those are powerful spots for, again, transferring healing. What do you use those for? Access?
The energy that's there, I mean, each of them has a different kind of energy.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I work with mostly is the lower portal, and it has the energy that portal has is sort of reparative energy, where if you have sort of chaotic energy flowing through you and creating disruption, it has the ability to calm that chaos and put more order back into the energy flow so that it can flow more naturally through you rather than sort of bouncing around and getting stuck and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And with that energy flowing through you, it's much easier to do the healing that you need to do because everything is flowing at that, you know, maximum speed. Mm-hmm. And just sort of clearing up all of those little pockets of uncomfortableness within your energy field.
So if people listening, wherever they're at, they could sit and pray and meditate and think of those portholes from here to, maybe some people have some somewhere else, but how, like, after sitting on them in one of my trips, one of the portals, that energy always stays with you, that goes with you.
Absolutely, and you'll connect back to where you're going. You'll take it back with you. Mm-hmm. You'll take that energy. And all of us, my understanding, at least I've been told in the last month, that all of us are where we need to be for the shift that's happening right now. And like you came out here at this time, and I think that's not anything to do with coincidence. I think because of what was happening energetically, this mm-hmm. is where you needed to be at that time. And everyone needs to look back to where they are because they're where they need to be and look around them. They can absolutely tap into the portals that we have here. They can also look around them. Go outside into nature. If you're having any kind of challenging episodes, go sit under a tree and ask the tree to help you. Ask Mother Earth to help you. Ground into Mother Earth and bring yourself back to balance. Nature has balance. I mean, look at the nautilus shell. Look at the spiral that's there. The bees, I mean, they're so in tune. And if you sit in nature, you're going to bring that balance back into your life. And look, it's kind of like they say that if you want honey, go to the bees that are around you, because the honey from that beehive is much better for you than the one from South America. And it's the same thing with the energy. Look at the energy that's around you. And you're there for a reason. So that energy is the one that's going to connect with you. If you're in Denver, look at the energy go up into the mountains and sit under an aspen grove and feel that coming into you. It is so beautiful, and it's there to help you. The trees, ask the trees, ask the sky, ask the nature spirits that are around you to help, because they are just waiting to help. I mean, there's all the beings that are down here, especially the nature spirits and the angels, are here waiting your request. And all you have to do is ask, and it will be given.
Mm. Well, we're doing this podcast, I have another idea for any of the listeners, that there will be a podcast too with Kathy and Rich. They have so much to share. They have so much to offer. And the aloha, the love and the spirit that they have here on Maui and for all of you is very sacred and very powerful. And I want to thank them both for sharing on this one. And any of you listening, please share this podcast with anybody, any of your friends, any of your customers, any of your family. And we will be having a follow-up podcast, too, with Kathy and Rich as well, which will deal with a few more things specifically for anyone who is feeling stuck right now as well. And all the enlightenment and messages, direction, and help that is there for them. So I want to thank you, Kathy and Rich.
It's our pleasure.
Mahalo. And talk with you again soon.